Well, you pet stylist, you found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird.
Hello, groomers. Hi, Susie. What's up?
Hi, Barbara. Hi, groomers. Welcome to episode 275 of the Groom Pod, recorded on November 1st in the year that never ends, 2020, in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This podcast is brought to you by listener support and through our kind sponsors, Best Shop, Show Season, Evolution Shears, The Absorber Towel, Stazco, and Cherry Brook. We're talking flea facts and fallacies and whitening shampoos.
Speaking of the Absorber Towel, I want to tell you of a great offer they've given us. If you put the Groom Pod in their coupon code and it's the first time you've shopped at their website, they will give you 10% off. And the Absorber Towel is really a great technology, especially for mobile groomers, but really for everybody. It feels like a cross between a sponge and a magic eraser, and it's saving me tons of laundry time, space in my mobile. It really sucks a lot of that water off that I was dealing with just gathering in my grooming trailer, and it makes the dogs dry a lot quicker. I cut them in half so they're easier to wring, and I store them in a bucket full of vinegar, like a Tupperware with a top on it, and they're just making my life so much better. So if you guys are interested in testing out the Absorber Towel for yourself, you can go to dogloverstowel.com and put the Groom Pod in the coupon code, and you'll get 10% off on your first purchase.
On the road again, it's so great to be on the road again. Grooming, laughing, making money, seeing friends. It's so great to be on the road again. Woohoo! I'm on the road, Barbara. I'm so happy to have just a little bit of normalcy.
I hear you. I hear you. Listen, I seek normalcy myself. I've got acute election anxiety. It's just building. I don't know what I'm going to do. Tuesday night, I'm going to have to take drugs or something. Maybe red wine.
I highly recommend the CBD by Nutro.
Oh, hey.
I had a client that has a nervous dog. The dog fell asleep on the grooming table with these CBDs. I even took a picture of them. They were so effective. So, Barbara, I got a lift kit on the back of my trailer. It's super high. I feel like I've grown like 4 or 5 inches. When I'm in the trailer and I'm looking out the window, I have a whole different view. And it tows better.
That's interesting.
But there is a hitch.
So what's the hitch?
My muscle memory is the hitch. So I'm getting in the trailer and my memory is that it's not quite as high as it is. And I've done a face plant twice.
Oh,
in the trailer. But I'm so happy to have a lovely anti-fatigue mats on the floor to land on. But it's been great. You know, people have been very generous with the tips. I guess they have felt sorry for me because it's been a rough year, as you guys all know. So yeah, other than that, I'm looking forward to this week because it's my favorite week of the year everyone disposes of their Halloween candy through me. So I'll be out there collecting the candy, and I've got lots of stops because I've rescheduled everybody. So what's going on in your world?
Oh, I had a couple of interesting things happen this week. For one thing, I had a kind of a crisis moment with a client. I had a client just lie to my face about her terrier, and I didn't know how to handle it. So, can I tell you the story?
I can already feel the muscles in my face twitching out of anger.
So listen, this is a wire fox terrier, and you know the difference between stripping and not stripping a wire fox terrier can be immense. I mean, if you don't strip them, their coat can just fade to gray. And this is a former Best in Show champion wire fox terrier, older gentleman now, and I've hand stripped it 2 or 3 times, and I last saw her in April, and she had an appointment for July, which she canceled. So then she calls me here, end of October, can I strip Baxter? And she brings him in just like nothing's happened. And the damn coat is a half an inch long, and there's a horrible pattern.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So you know, I say, you know, and then I put my thumb through the coat, and it's like all gray underneath, right?
Wah, 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 wah.
It's so clear that the coat has been clipped. And I said, well, this coat has been clipped, and it's going to be, you know, hard to get what you want right away. I'll do my best. And she said, well, just what the vet did. And sure enough, he had, you know, IV legs, what we can call IV legs, poodle puffs and stuff. And she said, well, the vet removed that growth on his back. Well, the whole jacket was clipped with its horrible pattern. And the coat, which I hadn't seen since April, was a half to 1 inch, not, it should have been like 2 inches long and easy to pull and ready to blow and all of that good stuff. And it was just tight and hard to pull, and it's an older dog. Oh, and she just denied, right to my face, she denied it. And I quickly corrected my inclination to confront her and call it a lie. And I just moved on and said, well, we'll do the best we can. And she said, that's all I can expect. And then we started grooming, and it was hard. And both Yvonne and I worked on the dog for an hour solid, and we raked out a whole lot, which was good. We got a whole basket full of hair, but pulling the top coat was extremely difficult because it wasn't ready to pull. It was tight, it was short, and the dog was old. And, you know, so what I actually did, I quickly messaged Scott Wasserman.
I love it.
I did. I said, who can I talk to real quick? You know, like somebody that's been here. So I said, Scott, what do you do when your hand-stripped terrier person just lies to your face about the coat being clipped? You know, and then I didn't hear back from him, and I didn't hear back from him. It took him a while to get back to me. Eventually, he got back to me, and he says, well, you just do what you can. He said, it's going to take at least 3 times to turn this coat around.
Can you turn it around?
You can turn it around, especially if it's only been clipped once. You know, if it's been clipped several times, it's going to take you a year. And this actually might take me a year. How do you deal with a client? Then, so what happened, of course, is that as we pulled out coat, the result became more and more gray.
Yeah.
Instead of darker black. Because usually when you're hand stripping a wire fox, the black part of the jacket just gets blacker as you remove the dead undercoat and you strip out the old hairs. Well, this was going in the opposite direction because we were pulling out black hair and what was underneath was gray hair. And here she is in denial. She's denying that it was clipped. So I said to myself, what do I need to do to get her to accept the reality so that we can be on the same page? And I said to myself, well, I need to assure her that I'm not judging her.
Do some damage control.
Right? So I just started out. I said, hi, we need to talk about Baxter's coat. And I want you to know that I'm not sitting here to be judgmental. My job is to take what's on my table and do the job. And what I find is that for whatever reason, by whomever, this coat has been clipped. You know, like good news is that it can be restored. But it's going to take a few times, and I need you to understand that and not be freaked out by what's going to look like a step backward because he's coming out gray. That did the trick. And meanwhile, I heard back from Scott, and Scott says, yeah, it'll take you a few times, or you can take a really sharp knife and take him down to the skin. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Not on an older guy.
On an older dog, and not with two old lady groomers with bad hands. You know, like, both of our hands were starting to trigger finger and all that, and, you know, like, and we worked for about an hour and a half on just stripping two of us and decided that was it, and then washed the dog, and I did a really nice breed profile trim up, so he looked spiffy and everything.
Nice save.
It was a good save, and she texted back to me that she understood and she was sorry. Still not actually admitting, but Yvonne said that she sort of let it slip out that she'd been to a groomer in Scottsdale.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that's what happened.
So this bunny, that reminds me, my best buddy in the amusement park world is also a hairdresser, human hairdresser, and she does my hair, and she's also my tenant. And an ongoing joke that we have with each other is if she waits too long, I will cut my own ponytail off. And it drives her crazy because it, you know, it's not a dog tail. I can't just, even though I try, pull it over the top of my head and cut off a chunk and have it come out in some repairable fashion. Takes her several times to fix my hair. So it just was making me laugh. But I always will admit it. But we do play this back and forth where I go, I don't know what you're talking about. There's this huge hunk out of the back of my hair. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you see... See, what blew me away, what was so difficult was the lying straight to my face. And my not being able at the time of intake to get her to move off of her denial.
Yeah.
If she had come around right then, I would have been much more comfortable. But to have her lie to my face and then kind of hold on to it.
Stick to her guns.
Yeah, stick to her guns and blame the vet.
Right.
You know, like, oh, boy. And I never did find out. Yeah, I think she did tell me that it was like kind of a dental plus get rid of a couple of growths.
Yeah, it's always amazing how much they shave out on the arms and how you're supposed to correct for that.
Yeah, but just to underscore... One of the main things that makes people lie is fear of being judged.
That's a good point.
And so, you know, like that's one of the main reasons we dodge the truth is because of just being afraid of being judged and not wanting to be judged. And of course, I am the expert and I'm going to, you know, I'm most likely going to judge her, but I had to reassure her. And as soon as I reassured her, she could move into the truth.
Yeah, definitely had to get past it to continue the relationship. Yeah. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I'm glad I did. It was an act of courage because I could have just faked my way through it. But I wasn't comfortable with us not being on the same page. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was uncomfortable with us not being on the same page, especially because hand stripping is such a process. It's why I love it, because it is a process and it's always a work in progress, and it has its ups and downs and good moments and not so good moments, and you've got to have clients that stay on the same page with you, that understand that it's a process. The other thing that was uncomfortable for me was that she seemed to expect that we could go back and forth between hand stripping and clipping and hand stripping and clipping, and I clearly stated in my text, these two techniques cannot be interchanged seamlessly. <You know? laughs>
If you're a clipper person, you're going to be stunned and amazed at a hand strip dog. But if you're a hand strip person, if you go back to clipping and then try to go back to hand stripping, it's not the same animal.
It's really difficult. So anyway, that happened this week. On a totally different note, I was able to purchase a replacement hose for my X-Power force dryer.
Yay!
You may or may not remember that I've been on the search for this for over a year. The external wire that wraps around the hose has been breaking off in places. I mean, it's broken off at the dryer. It's broken off, like 8-inch section in the middle of the hose, where if it folds, you get this horrible sound out of the dryer and no air. And then it's also breaking off at the nozzle. So it's bad. You know, it's gone from troublesome to a real immediate problem. We're going to lose our hose. Fortunately, the inner plastic is pretty tough, because it hasn't broken with all of this broken wires and folding and all of that. But I couldn't, you know, I went to Groomer's Choice and it's not in stock. I went every place and it's not in stock. And I thought, well, this is some kind of an item that came from China and got cut off in the trade wars and we can't get it anymore. That was what happened in my mind.
I would suspect that.
You know, I went to the primary supplier of X-Power parts, and it's called airchaser.com. And every picture of AirPower part was out of stock. So what happened was that in my desperation, I thought, well, this little pop-up chat window, you know, can we need help? Can we chat? You know, like, and I'm singing, I've got to talk to a person. I've got to find out if these things are ever going to be on the market again. And then to make it even more intricate, they had in stock for $110 the extra strength new hose. The new extra strength $100 hose requires the new set of attachments, which are out of stock.
Isn't that bigger?
And then just to annoy me, it so happens that 2 or 3 years ago when I wanted to replace my tiny cone nozzle for my X-Power, I bought a set of attachments, not knowing they were different, and it was these 2018 attachments.
Ah.
And Lord knows where they are in my shop now.
Right.
I found one or two pieces, but I'm not sure what I found or what I didn't find. And so then I was like, okay, what do I do? So that forced me to use the chat window. I said, I've got to talk to a person. And the person that responded to my chat was Manny at Air Chaser.
Cool.
And what a cool guy. So does it happen that you know Manny?
I did come to meet Manny because we repair a fair amount of X-Power dryers. And I have run into the same problem with their website, is that it's not exactly easy to use their website because their parts are never actually inputted into the website. But oftentimes with frustration, especially when we were looking for schematics for the inside of the dryers and how they're all put together, you have to get a human. And I have run into the same guy, Manny, who's really awesome.
Manny's really awesome. He stopped everything. He said, I'll get back to you within 15 minutes. I'll go back. He said, don't believe the website. You know. Well, of course, I gave him some shit about that.
Yeah.
I said, Manny, he goes at great length to tell me 3 or 4 times that they are the worldwide distributor of X-Power attachments and parts. And they're the only place where you can buy actual attachments and parts. And then he tells me, don't believe it when it says out of stock. We need to check.
There's another trick as well. Don't believe the coupon that comes in the box with the hose.
Okay.
That's only for new people. Why they're sending it out in a box with old people's stuff, you know, with the, it doesn't make sense. If you've already ordered from them, the coupon doesn't help you. What are we going to go run across to the neighboring grooming shop and go, here's a coupon. But still, I love them.
Funny. It's funny.
They're great, accessible people.
And they're in California, so my my new X-Power, I had the choice. Do I get the old hose or do I get the new heavy-duty hose?
Right.
And I chose the old hose. You want to know why?
Is it lighter?
Exactly. It's lighter and it's more flexible, and I actually love the small attachments on this dryer because they're perfect for the dogs that we do, the small to medium dogs that we do most of the time. I really like their flat nozzle. I really like their the no nozzle option.
Their products are quite fixable, too. You know, they make the parts accessible. They help you with the schematics, and not all of the companies do that. So I definitely
like
them.
And you know what? The filtering system is good.
Yep.
And the basic dryer is very durable.
Yep.
And my original hose, I've had it 5 years now, so I got a pretty good life out of it.
I agree.
I'm not going to complain. And now that I know that I can get a replacement from Manny for like less than $50,
yeah,
and it's on the way, and a new cone nozzle.
And you get to talk to Manny.
And I get to talk to Manny.
Who's quite charming.
And he's a committed professional.
He's
a committed professional. And so if you're looking for a hose for your X-Power force dryer, or if you're looking for any X-Power parts, don't freak out. Go to airchaser.com and ask for Manny.
Yes, great. Okay, should we take a break and then come back with some bugs?
Okay.
You know, I've been talking about Best Shot shampoo and conditioner for over 3 years now on the pod. You can rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. We've come to know Best Shot as the authority on conditioning, odors, shedding, knots, and tangles. They are true pioneers of iconic, innovative grooming systems, not to mention great all-around stellar folks to deal with, that I can tell you. The Ultramax Pro line was engineered for serious grooming professionals like you. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about their latest new Ultramax additions. Are you ready? First up is Ultramax Hair Hold Spray. It's aerosol-free, which we love. It provides a soft, natural look, but a flexible hold that can be layered on as needed. It's fast drying, so it's perfect as a sculpting spray, and it has a light sweet pea fragrance. I've been using it on Westie heads and Bichon heads, and I truly love it. But my favorite is the Max. The Max is a fragrance-free ultra concentrate conditioner and detangler. In fact, just one bottle makes over 10 quarts. It gives you reduced drying time and extends manageability, and it really makes those mats and tangles disappear. If you add it to your recirculating bathing system, it becomes a de-shedding machine. You can get optimal coat performance in reduced time. Not to mention, it's in a tiny bottle and you can carry it in your mobile really easily. You owe it to yourself to check out what they're all about at ultramaxpro.com and why so many groomers are excited. That's ultramaxpro.com. For over 30 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claims to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. Contact your favorite Best Shot distributor or catalog to order some Max and Hair Hold Spray today, made from the best stuff on earth. What are you waiting for?
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment. Flee facts and fallacies. Don't you just love an alliterative? I like an alliterative.
I know you do. I am very alliterative myself.
Yes. So one of our listeners, Emma Stedman, asked, how do fleas die when you're using shampoo? And what is the skinny on flea shampoo? So I thought I'd cover some basic flea facts. The first fact being Google is your best friend, even though there's a lot of misinformation and advertisement among that. So here you go. I'm going to fire some off. Fleas that are on cats and dogs are called cat fleas. They eat 15 times their weight in blood every day. They can jump up to 6 inches high. They lay 40 to 50 eggs a day on the pet generally. Some drop off, and that's the ones that are in your couch cushions and on your carpet and all that. Fleas hatch between 70 and 85 degrees, and they like humid, so about 70% humidity, but they will hatch in other environments. They just don't hatch as much. Takes 2 days to 2 weeks for the eggs to go through their little life cycle. Eggs can hold for like 120 days though. So just because they're laid doesn't mean they've started the hatch cycle. The hatch cycle then will take 2 days to 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 to 14 days. Infestations on animals that have weak immune systems like kittens and senior pets and animals with autoimmune diseases and such, it can add to anemia and it can actually kill pets, the flea infestation. And most of the fleas are not on your pet. They're actually wandering around in the larva stage and in the egg stage in the house. So what can we do? Because we're not in their house. We don't have control over that aspect. So first thing you can do is counsel people to get a product, Better Living by Science. I live by it. Get an adulticide that kills the fleas and then an IGR that's like birth control for fleas, so that when the flea bites the pet, which it's still going to have to do, it then ingests this birth control and this adulticide, and then it gets it in control. But it can take like 2 months to really get a flea infestation in control. Here's the interesting thing now. There are all of these theories, this is where the fallacies come in, about how the flea shampoos work in killing the fleas. And the most current feeling on the subject from the etymologists, right, the flea people, the people that study fleas, not the vets and not the pet owners and not Facebook, but the guys who study the fleas, they say a flea can live in water for 7 days, floating around in its protective covering of waxy substance. Like we have waxy substance on our hair, they have waxy substance on their body, and it keeps them afloat because they're so light, the surface tension just holds them up there, and they can actually flail around for 7 days before they catch something that then they can pull themselves out and go on about their lives, which I thought was fascinating. You can't really drown a flea just by itself. I mean, you can, but it has to be submerged in the water for as long as 24 hours. Holy.
Right, and I read that the waxy covering may indeed even go into the esophagus sort of opening in the flea.
It's true.
It further repels water from getting inside the flea and drowning them. Yeah, fleas just don't drown. Some of them have been known to even survive for longer than 7 days. So you're right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you've seen live fleas after you've rinsed them off.
Yeah, you give them a bath. You give the fleas a bath. You give the dog a bath. You see the flea in your bathtub, and it's laying there dormant. And then 10 minutes later, it's bouncing in the bottom of your bath trying to get out. So, yeah, that's not as easy as they would have us think. However, we, once again, through the magic of our products, have a product that A, breaks down surface tension, and B, removes waxy substances from other substances like hair. And that product is a surfactant, Barbara. If you use a surfactant or put a surfactant in the water, it's going to take some of that waxy substance off, and then the flea becomes permeable to the water, and then it sinks underneath the water, and it then if you can keep it down there for 24 hours, it might actually die. It does. It weakens the exoskeleton enough so that it'll drown. It stays in. They don't breathe like we do. They breathe more like they have gills. And so it's a little more complicated than just suffocating them, but what we're doing is suffocating them, right?
I think it's more than that. I don't think we're just suffocating them. That's what takes days. I think that what we do is the surfactant, is if it's a detergent surfactant, a fairly strong detergent surfactant, such as sodium lauryl sulfate, ammonium lauryl sulfate, alpha olefin sulfonate, those surfactants also eat away and disturb the waxy covering of the exoskeleton. And so that's the whole protective outer covering of the flea, and they expire. They then die. It's a dual thing. It forces them into the solution by reducing the surface tension between the flea and the water, actually the surface tension of the water, and it also emulsifies the waxy protection of the outer exoskeleton of the flea. And so once that skeleton is disturbed,
then it's flea funerals.
It's flea funerals for sure. Yes. So I have a confession.
Yes.
Well, it's a two-sided confession. First of all, I have to confess that we have very few fleas in Tucson. Usually when we see fleas in Tucson, it's because either the animal has encountered a wild animal, which in that case they're kind of lucky to be alive, but like, say, a dead rabbit or something, or the pet has gone to California.
Right.
or Texas or some other flea place, you know. And it's because the reason that we don't have very many fleas in Tucson, very few outbreaks, is it's so dry here. We just don't have the humidity that for fleas to get ingrained and become indigenous to the desert. They usually have to be traveled in, and I always recommend when my customers are going to California, I recommend that they get hold of a Capstar pill and feed it to the animal on their way out of California.
That's a perfect solution. That's my go-to, actually. My vets, because I have a fair amount of vet friends, all of them say Capstar is safe. They have not seen any reactions with it. It's very, very, very easy to administer.
Vets approve of it. But I haven't made my confession yet.
Yeah, okay. What is it?
Okay, well, I'm a Dawn user.
Oh, yeah. That's on my list.
So the truth is, my go-to flea, I have two things that I see. What I like about Dawn is that it contains some alcohol, and alcohol is a knockdown agent for fleas. So it's not that it kills them, but it will paralyze them temporarily, so that then they stop moving all around and jumping off stop jumping off, so they don't jump off onto you.
Yeah, yuck.
So, because that's yucky. Have you ever had a flea jump off of the animal right onto your own head?
I'm a magnet for them.
Oh, I hate it. I get the worst willies.
Yeah.
I mean, so I like Dawn because it's got alcohol in it that's a knockdown, and it has a strong surfactant that will emulsify the waxy outer exoskeleton of the flea. And I use it about 10 to 1 and leave it on for 5 minutes. And I found it to be very effective flea shampoo for in an emergency and you're stuck without another option, which I almost never have a actual professional flea shampoo because I never have fleas. I haven't had a single case in 2020. One good thing about 2020, no fleas for Barbara.
Nice work, you know? Yeah, good way to look at it.
So it was one good thing about this year for me is that I had no cases of fleas in my shop. So that's kind of unusual for a groomer, but that's Tucson for you. And so why should I have a flea shampoo that's sitting there going bad?
I myself, yeah. I'm not a fan of the monotasker. I like a multitasking type thing. So I learned from one of my very special gurus who might or may not be on this telephone call right now, that grime time is a spectacular flea killer. So I always have grime time. It's my go-to yucky feet cleaner and all of that stuff. Yeah, so I use that.
Grime time is an alternative for me too. And I'll use grime time if they're not jumping around. If they're jumping around, I'll probably grab the Dawn. But grime time is almost totally sodium lauryl sulfate. And sodium lauryl sulfate is actually a registered pesticide.
Yeah, and it works.
It's used in agriculture. It's actually registered with the EPA as a pesticide. And it will work, and it will get your animal really, really clean. But you don't want to leave it on too long because it's pretty powerful. It's a rather harsh detergent. Now, the thing about grime time is that the other small percent that isn't sodium lauryl sulfate is sunflower oil triglycerides, which are a refatting agent and a skin emollient, and so it kind of like
that's a good counteracts, thing, right?
It counteracts the irritation potential of the detergent itself. That's why I can use grime time without it really hurting my hands.
So many moons ago, we were gifted some lovely samples from Quadruped, and their multi-purpose shampoo has yucca in it, and it has also been a proven flea killer. I've never had a flea shampoo, an actual flea shampoo, other than the Capstar pills in my grooming trailer ever. Just that yucca flea shampoo or the grime time or occasionally Dawn. But yeah, I don't feel like the need to go to the pesticide type shampoos.
No, I don't. But when there's ticks.
Ah, that's a whole different
story. That's a different ball game altogether, which we'll save for another episode.
Perfect. Well, let's take a break, and then we're going to do a massive back to school segment all about whitening shampoo. So hang tight, everybody.
Our hands are money makers. We rely on them. How long we last in this career is dependent on how well we care for our hands. Evolution shears were engineered to be the most ergonomic shears out there. They were designed by a team of groomers, sharpeners, and medical professionals with comfort in mind. They started with the observation that all hands were not created equal. In fact, they are all unique and have different needs. Evolution shears are fully customizable with adjustable sizing and your choice of fixed ring, single, or double swivels. I recommend the double swivels. They're my personal favorites. Evolution shears work with your thumb in its natural position, making scissoring in all directions a pleasure. They are made to prevent repetitive stress injuries that occur due to scissoring and keep you from grooming. Lastly, they use high-quality materials but are affordable. They come in curves, straights, thinners, and chunkers, and in a variety of lengths and edges. A good thing for those of us with scissor addictions. There is a learning curve, but don't worry. The staff at Evolution will hold your hand through the whole process. Their customer service is tip-top. You can put your hands on a pair of Evolution shears and say hi to Abby, Ron, and our favorite salesperson, Chris Anthony, at many of the grooming shows. But if you're in a hurry, and you should be, go online to evolutionshears.com or call them at 877-560-3057 and buy yourself a pair or two. Be sure to ask for Chris, because she'll take great care of you. But wait, if you act now... Okay, you don't have to act right now, but mention the Groom Pod when you place your order, or put Groom Pod in the coupon code on the Evolution website, and you will receive $10 off each pair of shears. How cool is that? So, Barbara, what's new over at show season? I got an inkling. A little bird told me there might be something coming down the pipeline. What is it?
Yeah, I'm excited because show season now has hemp conditioner. So we've already reviewed and appreciated the hemp shampoo that they have. It's a non-sulfate shampoo, seems to be very mindfully formulated. And in the past, what we would do if we wanted to have additional conditioning, more serious conditioning, we would use their hypo conditioner. But now they have a conditioner that's been formulated to match up with the hemp shampoo made by the same formulator. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to trying that. I just got wind of it. So we'll try some out and get back to you on that.
I love this about show season. They're always looking for ways to better the products. They're looking for new things they can infuse in there. They're so willing to work with our ideas, and they're just great people over there, aren't they?
They really are, and they really do listen to groomers, and they're always upgrading and improving and adding to, and if there's a certain fragrance that you just got to have in a shampoo, you need to tell them about it.
Yeah, that's cool because they are also environmentally thoughtful, and they're trying to keep their local sources, and yeah, no, they're great people. And if you guys want to support a great company like Show Season that supports the Groom Pod, you can do so by going to their website, showseasongrooming.com. And if you haven't already, set up your wholesale account and do that on the phone. Their phone number is 678-382-0218, or email if you already have their setup. But really, they're at lots of local distributors. They're all over the place. I think that they're at Groomers Mart, but I know that they're at Cascade Grooming Supply.
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
Barbara, I'm going to use you as my personal educator, as I am wont to do very often, because I have a crisis happening, a dilemma. Well, it's not a huge dilemma because I do have options, but my very favorite distributor, Cascade Grooming Supplies, who can be found online at cssupplies.com, they are discontinuing my go-to whitener shampoo. It's not a shampoo line I love for anything except for this particular whitening shampoo because they do not disclose their ingredients. But I have found this whitening shampoo to be effective and I like it and I have used it for years. He's going to dump the line, probably because they're not disclosing their ingredients and aren't fun to play with anymore. So we're dumping that line and I've got to come up with an alternative. And tell me, am I imagining that the shampoo works, or is there such thing as a whitening shampoo?
Well, no, there are shampoos that do enhance whiteners, and they usually have two things going. They're not just a single, like, extra ingredient. But the most important thing in getting white dogs white is to remove all of the dirt underneath the cuticle lens.
Well, that seems simple. Not.
Well, not so simple.
Yes.
But grind time.
Oh, right.
Grind time. Yeah. So you want a good cleanser. It's not going to be a decal glucoside. It's not going to be a, you know, super ultra gentle mild shampoo. That's not going to be, it needs to be a deep cleansing base.
So time to bring out the big gun.
That's why Chris Christensen uses sodium lauryl sulfate as their detergent for their white on white. So they have a powerful, a strong detergent, and then something to create the optical experience. I'm not going to say illusion,
right,
but the optical experience of greater whiteness.
Okay.
So greater whiteness, it can either be a bluing or a purple. And what we see in the industry is that most of the blue whiteners are disappearing and being replaced by purple whiteners, because purple on the color wheel is the opposite of yellow, and so purple will reduce the appearance of yellows. And yellows are what we usually see as discoloration in pet hair.
Yeah, you get the hair clean with the super duper detergenty shampoo, but then there's always this little yellow tinge, maybe not shiny, that kind of a thing. So the color in the shampoo counteracts that a little bit?
The pigment, yeah, the pigment in the shampoo will then reduce your observance of that. Doesn't really reduce it, doesn't really take it away so much. It's not like a stain eliminator. Blue shampoo is like an optical illusion.
It tricks your eye.
It tricks your eye. So what's the difference between a blue or purple shampoo and an optical brightener?
Oh, I don't know, but I know which shampoo has that. Because, like, I opened up the Show Season Bright, which I love the smell of and is probably going to win in the contest overall here for me. But I opened the Show Season Bright and it's very blue purpley color, right? And the shampoo I'm replacing was a cobalt blue color, which I love the color. I love cobalt blue. And then I opened the Best Shot shampoo, which of course is high on my list. And it's like milky purple. It's like lavender. It hardly has any pigment in it at all. So is that this kind of shampoo you're talking about now?
Yes, because optical brighteners are not necessarily purple.
No pigment.
Yeah, optical brighteners, they absorb UV light and re-emit blue light.
Oh, so it's different, though. It's not like counteracting straight on the color wheel.
So it's not like depositing blue pigment that then is reflected as blue light and you see it as white. It's just filtering UV light and re-emitting it, absorbing it and re-emitting it as blue light.
Boy, that sounds magical.
Yeah, that sounds magical. And that's why the second movement in the pet shampoo marketplace is to move more and more to using optical brighteners.
Can you use both?
You know what? There's less likelihood of discoloring accidents happening with optical brighteners than with pigments.
I've had some of these accidents.
Yeah, I've had some of these accidents. And one of the most common accidents is that the porous hair, which can be either damaged hair or fuzzy undercoat hair, will kind of grab pigment more than non-porous hair. Sometimes what can happen is that it will just absorb enough that it becomes, the overall result becomes kind of gray, which can look almost like dirty.
I seen that in Australian Shepherd pants.
Maybe you left it on too long, or maybe it was too concentrated. Usually it's because you either left it on too long or you didn't rinse it thoroughly. Doesn't happen so much. Coloring accidents with whitener shampoos don't happen so much with recirculating systems because of the nature, because you're not depositing more concentrated right onto the porous hair. It's diluted before it's, you know, but you can have it come out gray, dingy, kind of dingy gray or lavender or purpley. And I had a mistake one time. I was using Laube Red White on a Samoyed, and it wasn't me, it was my bather. But she didn't wet the coat thoroughly before she applied the shampoo, and the whole hips of the dog turned pink. You know, then of course, by the time she calls me, she's bathed the dog like three times.
It's nice and set in there at that point.
Yeah, it's nice and set in there by that point. Barbara! So it's very, very important when you are using blue or purple pigmented shampoo that you wet the hair thoroughly. And another thing that you can do if you have something like a Samoyed that has a lot of fuzzy undercoat that might grab the pigment, or perhaps like my older bearded collie that's got a lot of damaged coat in there, you might want to do a protein shampoo or a protein treatment before you do the whitener.
Oh, really? How come? Tell me the science.
Remember the slide from the additives presentation where it showed how the protein fills in the damaged areas of the cuticle.
I remember.
And kind of covers the hair shaft. And then that protects the porous coat from grabbing the pigment, like the dry coat or the untreated coat might. And that's the whole concept behind the colorful protein additive, the protein treatment. God, I just have a bottle right around the corner. Wait a minute, let me go get it.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I remembered the name. The colorful neutral protein filler.
Colorful neutral protein filler.
Colorful is the brand.
Okay.
And the name of the product is Neutral Protein Filler. And it's a protein treatment that hairdressers use before a color treatment to get even coloring. Because it does just what I explained. It fills in damaged and porous hairs so that the color is even. And it does the same thing. And so it doesn't allow the hair to grab more pigment in the damaged areas or the porous ends or what. It just makes for an even coloring. It's great stuff. It's a liquid. It's fairly thin, so it's a little bit hard to use on. I'm trying to whip it up, but it didn't really whip.
Spray bottle?
Yeah, I'm trying to, maybe a spray bottle. I'm trying to find a way to not have to use a tremendous amount of it to do the job. But anyway, it's a great product, and it will do that. Chris Christensen Thick and Thicker Protein Treatment. It's also another loaded protein thing. I would say I Groom Charcoal Keratin Shampoo is a shampoo that's loaded with keratin, with proteins that you might use before you do a coloring treatment. But if you use an optical brightener, you're not going to have that same problem. And that's why my most usual protocol for getting white coats really white is I use a combination of Show Season Grime Time shampoo and Show Season Bright shampoo.
That sounds like a winner.
And then conditioner or whatever with a shot of silicone in it, and bam, you've got, you know, snowblind walking. I love to get a white coat so white that the owner knows they could never ever get it like that, you know, and they just like proudly walk out of your shop with this just a sparkling awesome white coat.
I like it when you can just see it reflecting the light as the dog goes past. It's just like a beautiful reflective surface, like a nice clean white kitchen. It just looks like that. It's so fantastic. One last thing to bring up in the whitener land is an oldie but a goodie. And that is, what's that stuff that the old ladies used to put on their hair that made their hair blue instead of yellowy white?
Mrs. Stewart's.
Yeah. So if
Mrs. Stewart's bluing, but that's really old fashioned.
I know. Just as a caution, if you like to mix your own stuff, do not get heavy handed with the Mrs. Stewart because you'll end up with a blue dog.
A little goes a long way with Mrs. Stewart.
Yeah,
I know. And that's actually like iron particles.
Oh, it is?
It's not just pigment. You know, like, because you can make crystals out of it.
You can?
Yeah.
I have to look into that.
Can make a crystal garden out of it. That's what we used to do.
Cool.
I don't remember the details of that, but
that's where YouTube comes into play.
Yeah, you find it on YouTube. But that's really such an old technology. I just really recommend that you move to something with an optical brightener. That's my advice.
I've got the Best Shot optical brightener, which isn't a pretty color. It's an okay color. I mean, it shouldn't matter what color it is. I don't know why. So I've been using that and testing that. I've got the Show Season Bright, and then I have an Envirogroom shampoo that's much lighter blue and definitely not towards the purple side. And I'm testing them all. And
they're another one, though, that's just, like, very dodgy about their ingredients.
Don't I know it.
Envirogroom. They're not even good dancers.
No.
You know,
awful partner.
They're just resistive. They just, like, flat out go away. I'm not telling you.
So, anyway, out of those, I think I'll probably end up with the Bright, but I also like the Best Shot product. Okay, well, so let's call this a day, Barbara. What do you think?
I'm good. Let me see. Oh, I have a shout out.
Oh, tell us.
I want to do a shout out for a distributor kind of new to me called Pet Store Direct, and their website is petstore.direct. I think they're really good people, and they have some interesting stuff, that plus they have good prices. So I'm very impressed with this place. What I'm really impressed about is that they're sponsoring a in-store seminar for Spanish-speaking groomers with a Spanish-speaking ICMG presenter. It's 4 hours on doodles. I think that's just great, because we know that in South Florida, there's got to be Spanish-speaking only customers and Spanish-speaking only groomers, or groomers who are more comfortable learning in Spanish. And I think it's absolutely terrific that Pet Store Direct is on the cutting edge of bringing more inclusivity into our grooming community. So I give them a huge thumbs up for their seminar that's coming up first weekend in November. Right now, go to petstore.direct if you're interested. It's a really good thing, and I'm going to reach out and offer some personal support to this woman that's doing the seminar, because I think it's a bold move.
Excellent. That's a nice shout out. And I will let you guys know that because I'm grooming like crazy for the next, well, actually, welcome to the holiday season, right? We're jumping in now.
Just in time.
Yeah. And so I've got all my days filled. So you will get some lightly edited podcasts. The last one I just released that we did last week on conditioners came out on time because I lightly edited it instead of going in there with the surgical scalpel and removing all our breaths and all that. I hope you guys can tolerate that for a little while till I catch up, but it is a bearable way for me to edit, and I'm doing it that way for a couple weeks here, and it's more like radio and less like a beautifully written book, but I'm good with that. Are you good with that, Barbara?
I'm fine with that. I know that you make me sound as good as you possibly can either way.
Well, let's meet here again next week and do some grooming between then and now. Happy grooming, everybody. Happy November. We've only got one more stinking month in this gosh darn year. I'm so ready to put a fork in that one. Anyway, happy grooming, everybody. See you next week on the Groom Pod. Bye now.
Take care of yourselves. Wear your mask. Don't give up yet.
Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie, S-U-S-Y, at thegroompod.com, or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.